Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fruit Farm.
The Packers found new ways to work around their injuries on both offense and defense in their 26-10 victory over the Chicago Bears last week. It's called dink and dunk, and it's how the Packers moved the football to their victory over the Chicago Bears. Aaron Rodgers of the Green Bay offense used a quick, short passing game to complete a team-record 39 passes, running 81 plays and dominating time of possession. The short throws got Rodgers and the offense into a rhythm. Because of injury concerns in their secondary, Chicago's defense has played more soft coverage this season. They kept their safeties high and tried to keep everything in front of them. Patience is a virtue against this type of defense, and the Packers had it in abundance. Green Bay averaged just 8.4 yards per completion against Chicago. The longest drive of the night went 90 yards and ended on the Chicago one-yard line without a score. But eventually, they wore down the Bears' defense. Three receivers caught 10 or more passes, led by Davante Adams, who broke out with 13 catches for 132 yards and two touchdowns. Randall Cobb, 11 passes for 95 yards at a score, while Ty Montgomery had 66 yards on 10 catches. Each season, a team must find its way, and the Packers are evolving into a quick, short-passing game offense that features five wide receivers, and sometimes they'll even hand the ball to one of them. The more Montgomery ran the football out of the backfield, the more he looked like a running back, rushing for 60 yards on 9 carries to give the beat-up Packers, without Eddie Lacy and James Starks, a semblance of a ground game. In the end, when you run out of running back numbers, you hand the ball to someone wearing number 88. And you manufacture your way to a win over an arch rival. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.